Concerned with status, but still even the starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, got a picture connects. Never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach, and now it all unfolds. The skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear. Be 100% clear, because Ryu was ill. Who would have thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him
Arkansas down three. Got to get a good shot. 2 minutes to go. Madden spins into the lane. Kai off the glass. Good and one. Madden drew the foul, got the basket, and will have a chance to tie the game at the free throw line. And he's got a big free throw coming here with a minute 59 to go. 6.3 to go, 75-69. Missouri inbounds it. They get it into Jabari Brown. Flash for a steal. Madden comes up with it. Three-pointer at the horn is not going to go. Portis's tip went in at the horn, and that sets the final score at 75-71. Missouri gets their third road win of the year. It's a big win for the Tigers, Rick, and a bitter loss for the Razorbacks.
Yeah. It's kind of uncharted territory for us. We've done a good job of defending the home court, and let's give Missouri some credit. I thought Frank had his guys really charged up. I thought they brought more energy, and I thought in the end they wanted a little bit more than we did. And their guys made plays for them going down straight. Big shots. I thought we came out a little flat and that we didn't have that energy that we normally do.
All right, let's get it over with already. Welcome. We appreciate you tuning in the zone today. Justin Ankry joined by not that chipper Wally Hall today. It's a beautiful day outside, sunny. Sun still came up today. Sun may have gone down on the Razorbacks' chances of making the postseason, however.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at chenal.com.
All right, I cannot bear to spend the entire show on the Razorbacks today, but if that's the way it goes, so be it. Wally Hall, disappointing loss last night. I can't say I'm shocked. I mean, I knew that was going to be the toughest game left on Arkansas's home schedule. We both agree Missouri is better than either one of us thought, and that is without a doubt in my mind NCAA tournament-bound team.
Yeah, they're a lot better than I thought. And I agree with you, and I'm after watching, flipping around and watching some other schools play, I'm not sure Arkansas is an NCAA tournament team this year.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say Arkansas is not an NCAA tournament team this year.
The SEC is still not very good.
Nope, it isn't.
It's all relative. Kentucky loses to LSU last night.
Yeah.
You know, Kentucky with all the one and done.
Did not surprise me at all either, to be honest with you. This is not a special Kentucky team at all. And Johnny O'Brien III is a bad man and has been since he got in the league. That dude's good.
Yes.
And by the way, Arkansas is in big trouble Saturday.
They go to LSU, right?
Yeah.
4 o'clock tip.
Mm-hmm.
Can hear it right here on the buzz, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 3:30 pregame. Woo! Be the best part of the show. Anyways.
And there'll be a postgame show.
Be a great one. First Security fifth quarter postgame show. Hope you tune in. It's going to be fun. Why is it the fifth quarter? I don't know. If you broke down the two halves, there would actually be a fifth quarter, but you know what I mean. Anyway.
It would seem now that Trey runs that show that calling it overtime would be more appropriate.
Yeah, actually, especially with this year. Well, I'm not that devastated about last night. I know I should be, but Missouri's really good. I mean, I wasn't surprised at all that they won. Arkansas, I don't know how they were a 7-point favorite. If you're in Vegas, you definitely are taking Missouri plus 7.
I thought Arkansas was going to win by a dozen.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I didn't feel like that one bit. If you had told me Michael Qualls was going to reawaken again, I would have thought that they would have had a good chance at it.
Get killed on rebounding, get killed at the free throw line.
Well, they got killed on the offensive rebounding. That's what really murdered them yesterday. 16 offensive rebounds given up. You're not going to win too many games and give up 16 offensive rebounds. And the other thing is, Wally, here's my bottom line on this one, is Missouri shot the lights out. Arkansas could have been in much better shape at halftime, and the fact that they were only down two was remarkable. Missouri shot the lights out of the place, 50% from the floor in the first half. They only took three threes, but they made two of them. I mean, they shot the ball so well in the first half. And some of it was contested. Some of them were, I didn't think great shots. They just made them all. They made everything. So when a team shoots like that, especially when you're not the most explosive offensive team, when you're relegated to half-court play, that's what happens. I will say this. One of the points that came out to me, the fast break points against Auburn. Arkansas had 18 fast break points. You know what they had last night? Two. Not going to win too many games if you're Arkansas with two fast break points.
And that's their game.
Yeah, that's right.
They're supposed to get 20% of their offense out of fast breaks.
I wasn't devastated about the performance, and I would disagree with Coach. I didn't think that Arkansas got out-hustled. I don't think they got outplayed as far as effort goes. Thought the effort was good. Thought they played pretty well. Missouri just shot the ball really well in the first half, and Missouri won. I mean, it is what it is. Missouri's a good team. They're a tournament team. Arkansas's not a tournament team. Now you start asking yourself, is this team going to have a good enough record at the end of the year to make the NIT? And I don't know, because the RPI is going to stink again.
If this is the way this team's going to be, I don't know if you want to go to the NIT. And don't talk to me about practices, because a lot of these guys are juniors and seniors.
Generally speaking, I agree with you. However, I would say you're going to get Madden back. You're going to get Portis back. You're going to get Kingsley back. I mean, those guys do need the effort. I mean, they need the time.
Is Portis going to come back?
Well, he's not a one and done. I will say this. I want to heap praise on Kai Madden, who I don't know how he ended up like this, because I was surprised when I saw these numbers. Madden ends up 5 of 15 last night. 4 of 8 from 3, though, which was great. But 5 of 15 from the floor surprised me, because I thought almost every shot he took, there was one he forced a little bit late.
Yeah.
They had to have a bucket. They had gotten a little stagnant offensively. But I thought he played his best game. I thought he played really well. I thought he had good command last night. I was very, very impressed watching him play. I thought he was very good. But again, he's a natural two guard. He's not a natural point. That's not his fit. And I thought he did really well. Portis, the bottom line for me, he's only got one thing he's got to do better. He moved to the block last game. That was a point of emphasis with Coach Watkins. He talked about it in the post-game press conference. He has got to attack the rim. He's got to quit finessing around the rim. You're 6'10". You can dunk it virtually every time you get the ball within a 4-foot radius of the rim. Dunk it. Dunk the ball. Attack the rim. And if you don't dunk it, they're going to be more inclined to foul you as you're going up than if you're finessing it and trying to avoid any kind of contact. And again, I assume as he gets older and more physical, that will come more naturally.
Well, they got to work with him on his touch, too. He shoots it too hard when he gets inside. You're supposed to do a little finger roll once you get in there, and he's shooting it hard.
But if you dunk it, when you have an unimpeded...
If you dunk it, you're probably going
to
make it.
If you got an unimpeded trip to the basket, attack the front of the rim. Attack the basket. And I don't care if you dunk it or you lay it over the front of it. That's fine. But he's trying to do this thing where he loves to bank the ball. He loves it. I'm like, I love the bank board too, bro, but you're 6'10". You can throw it down. I would never use the bank board around the...
But they miss dunks.
I know they. Well, he doesn't, though. That's what somebody, Chris Kane. I said Arkansas has shown two times this year why you shouldn't always dunk it. Well, he hasn't missed any dunks that I've seen.
You're right.
I mean, Cody Clark had one where he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. He had that moment. He had that weird moment. You see it every once in a while. And then there was a dunk miss last night. But again, you know what that was? That was a fast break dunk when you're expecting contact. Totally different kind of deal than Portis being alone on his way to the basket. He's not going to miss that.
You got to finish those, though. Yeah, I don't care what you're anticipating. You got to finish them. And Bobby, somebody's got to tell Bobby, you're shooting too hard off the glass.
If he will attack the rim, you take the backboard out of the mix. Anyway, so Arkansas is up against the wall, obviously. They're going to have to play a lot better down the stretch for them to make the NIT at this point.
Subjective opinion. How many guys from Arkansas could have started for Missouri?
Missouri started?
Yeah, Missouri's first five were pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, well, they didn't get any bench play at all, so their top five have to be good. Arkansas outscored them. Let me see bench points. Arkansas 23, Missouri 4. So, yeah, there's that. Arkansas's a lot deeper. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
The problem is that there isn't that much. There's not a significant enough difference between the starters and the bench guys.
If somebody told you they were going to force 19 turnovers, you'd have thought they were going to get more than one basket off transition.
There's no question, Wally. I feel pretty good about a lot of things they did last night. And, again, I go back to this. I am a fan of this team. I'm a fan of this program. I continue to root for the team. I find the games entertaining. I'm extremely disappointed they're not winning more. It's too bad they can't close games out. I don't know why, but I do know it's entertaining enough, and you know what? I'm going to tune in on Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Sure.
I am not at a point where I'm done with this team and I'm not going to watch anymore. I don't find this unwatchable. There were plenty of times when Pelfrey was coaching. There were many times during Heath's run that I found this team unwatchable. They're not entertaining. This team's fun to watch.
In those days, you were known as apathetic acres.
Right, exactly. There was a lot of those going around. Apparently gave birth to many of them. But this is a team that is enjoyable to watch. They're in every game. And they weren't really in a lot of road games in the past. They're in them. It's unfortunate they're not closing them out. But they've been in most of them. I don't know. I enjoy watching them. I'm going to keep watching them. It's disappointing. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say I'm not disappointed. I mean, losing your second home game, basically, in conference play, is basically it's a death knell for you. That's it.
Generally, if a team shoots better from the three-point line than they do the field, they're going to win.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen that for Arkansas. Have you? I don't know that Arkansas has done
this
that.
This happens to them quite a bit.
Oh, okay, well, maybe I missed that.
But it's because they're not finishing.
Anyway, we'll spend a little bit of time on this. I do want to talk about the Super Bowl. Somebody finally got Marshawn Lynch to talk, and, of course, it was one of the most talkative guys in the history of the NFL, Deion Sanders. What Marshawn Lynch said, Not that much, really. But he did talk, and he did avoid himself a significant fine from the NFL, which is really the only reason he went out there in the first place.
And we do know that this now why he hasn't been talking, he didn't have anything to say.
Here's my thing, though. If you get a guy like Richard Sherman who talks twice as much as anybody else does, doesn't that sort of balance out, and shouldn't you call it even? Just saying. I mean, if one guy's averaging 6 points a game, Wally, and some other kid's averaging like three, and the other kid ends up scoring like 15, doesn't that, and you don't play that well, doesn't that sort of, isn't that a wash?
Yeah, this is Super Bowl.
I know.
Mandatory.
I understand. Well, he's supposed to talk all year long. It's part of the rules, but he's sort of begged off. Charles.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm okay now. It was a, very entertaining game. But this is, what I've noticed is, number one, I've seen Portis, try to get position on down low. And they look him off. I mean, why don't they give him the ball? When they see him posted up, they need to give him the ball.
That's a great point. I saw that last night, Charles. I was going to bring that up today. I'm glad you mentioned that.
I mean, I've seen that in several games. Yep. I mean, he posts up, and they give him the ball. They don't give him the ball until he come outside, and then they give it to him to pass.
I agree.
Give the man the ball down low so he can learn how to play down there.
There's a great – he's at least efforting to put his back to the basket. We've been talking all year. Arkansas is missing three things.
What happened to
Orlandis Harris?
Orlandis Harris shot. I mean, why all of a sudden you get the ball? He was wide open like two times.
No confidence.
Wide open, and he dribbling the ball. Shoot the ball, man.
He didn't have any confidence right now. He's struggling.
Okay, but shooters, I've often heard it said, shooters don't get out of that slump by just passing the ball. They get out of it by shooting.
But he's not a shooter. He's a scorer.
Okay, then he needs to do some scoring instead of sitting out there wondering, what do I do?
He was trying. He had an open shot, you're right, but then he tried to take it inside, and he had that moment. I don't know what to do with my hands.
So I tried to take it in there and ended up getting an offensive foul.
Yeah, he took a bad shot.
Anyway. But I think these guys are, they're right there on the cusp, as they say, and once they break through, they're going to understand how to finish. And when they understand that, we're going to see some real live hog ball.
I hope you're right. Charles, thanks for the call. Unfortunately, that may come a little too late. I will agree with him 100%. I meant to bring that up on the show today. Drives me crazy. You finally got a kid who's willing to play with his back to the basket, who's trying to root a spot out in the low post. I saw it last night. They looked him off. And I'm like, the kid is posted up. He's got great position. Any 12-year-old could make a bounce pass in there and give him a chance. And you know what? Bobby's pretty crafty around the basket. Give him the ball down there. So what they did is they looked him off, they came back, and he's still posted up. But in this case, he's not in nearly as good position. He has no chance to go anywhere with the basketball. At that point, the entry pass is wasted.
This is the same thing happened to Hunter Mickelson his freshman year. That's when he started drifting out and facing the basket.
No, that's his game, Wally. He is not a good post player. Bobby Portis can be taught. Hunter Mickelson will not be a back-to-the-basket player at Kansas either. Watch. He was a wing player. He was soft in high school.
He tried as a freshman. They wouldn't pass him the ball.
I saw him get clowned in high school by Clarksville, and their tallest player was like 6'5". I mean, the kid is not a post player. It's not a knock on him. That's just not his game. Everybody wants to be Dirk Nowitzki now.
But part of the problem is Arkansas is not a great passing team.
Well, as I pointed out, any 12-year-old could have made that entry pass last night. It's either a lack of basketball IQ or an unwillingness to play good team fundamental basketball. But the kid was finally posting up. They've got to reward him. It's like when the big man runs the floor, you got to reward the guy. He's sitting there in perfect position, and I liked it. I did see one other time where they did get him the ball, and he made a little spin move around the guy and finished. I'm like, yeah, I need to see more of that.
But when you pass from one side of the gym to the other side of the gym, you're not getting the guy the ball to shoot. That's not going to be a pass that hits him in the chest and he can go straight up.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, they've got limitations.
A lot of bounce passes that get slowed down.
Man. Ron.
Hey.
What's up?
Between you and me, I rescind my emails. You were right and I was wrong.
What about?
When we were talking about how good we thought Arkansas was, and they're not as good as I thought they were. I am encouraged by three things: Madden, Kingsley, and Portis.
Mm-hmm.
But my gosh, if we had one or two other guards half as good as Kai Madden, that's what really has looked glaring to me in the last few ball games, our guard play. Everybody talks about it, but still, that was, he needs some help out there, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I like Kingsley, too. He's still not getting many minutes, only 9 last night. He had a couple of blocks and a steal. He's pretty active, and he seemingly, after the first couple of games, has sort of settled in. He's going to be a great asset going forward.
I agree, and I agree with you. They're fun to watch, and we'll just have to, you know, see what happens the rest of the way. Hey, and Wally, you have written some awful good columns lately, bud.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
It's good. For every one of those, you get the, hey, Wally, you've written some awful columns lately.
Well, it's a balancing act.
That's it. It's on. Hey, look, not every show's a home run. That's the way it goes.
Talk to you later, brother.
Ron, appreciate it. I'm just trying to get a bunt single now and again. What's up, Lee?
Hey, I got two words to say about the Razorbacks. I said that last year. Everybody was talking about how good they was going to be this year. They have got to get some experience playing together. Their chemistry has got to, you know, they just don't have no chemistry. And I think this team is young, and I think that they have a lot, you know, they just got to get used to playing together. And that's really basically all I have to say about that.
Well, you can't argue. Appreciate it. I think, I don't know. I'm every day it's the same thing. You know, they beat a terrible Auburn team. Other than that, for the most part lately, it's been the same old, same old. But I think they're fun to watch. They're competitive. It's not enough for most people, especially for those who, you know, spend money to travel to the Final Four and watch them win a national championship or maybe the next year when they went back. But, you know.
And people aren't over that yet. They were used to being pertinent.
Yeah.
They were used to being part. I mean, this would be the time of the year Arkansas fans would be complaining, are we going to be a two seed?
Yeah.
Are they going to cheat us?
Right. No, I understand. No, it would be fun. We were hoping this year would be the year where it's not are we in, it's where we seated.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not going to happen. Robert.
Yeah, guys, I'm glad we got Coach Anderson. I think he's had a good record in the past, but I'm not sure he's a very good recruiter. You look at some of the kids he's recruited, like that kid from Louisiana and that Williams kid who has no shot at all. If you're going to play everybody, then you need to recruit better people. And, you know, you got that guy that at the Buzz, they call the coach. It tells you how great everybody's going to be. I'm not sure there's that much correlation between AAU basketball and D1 basketball. What do you think, Wally?
Well, in summer basketball, you've got thousands and thousands of kids, and they're not all D1. But that's where the coaches have to evaluate. That's the time of year they get to evaluate and choose.
Well, the majority of those kids off that Wings team that Madden played on, and a lot of those guys are playing D1 basketball. I'd also say that Portis is a McDonald's All-American, and McDonald's All-Americans don't miss too much. So I would say he is getting some quality players. Not every one of them is a great player, there's no question. But, you know, Williams played well last game. I don't think he's a great basketball player by any means at this point. You know, Madden's been a little bit slow to get where he is, but he's finally playing like the guy that we expected him to be.
I agree with that.
He's playing out of position.
He's made a lot of improvement.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing out of position. He's a natural two, or so it would appear.
He's a swing man. He's not a real shooting guard.
Right.
But right now, he's their best player.
If they can get a guy who can penetrate and create problems or any kind of issues for the defense as a point guard next year, he could be an even bigger asset.
You know what we need to do? If he takes the three and misses, we need to lay off of him because without him, they wouldn't even be in the game.
There's no argument. I have no problem with him missing threes in the flow of the game. I have a problem with him trying to be hero at the end of games, which I've talked about way too much.
A lot
already,
of kids dribble it down 17 seconds.
Stop it. Anyway.
But in my opinion, the only good player he's recruited is Portis, and he would have came to Arkansas anyway.
Kings was pretty highly thought of, too. I mean,
and
let's not dismiss
Madden.
That.
He had to re-recruit him. This is Mike's third year. This is Kai's third year.
Yeah. Robert, hang in there.
Thank you.
We all have to encourage each other. It's not much fun. But, again, it's worth tuning in every week. I wish that there was more likelihood that they would make the NCAA tournament. But this is a team that has fallen to 2-5 in conference play, and there's only 11 games left. Now, Arkansas goes 11-0, 13-5 will get them in the NCAA tournament. I have no doubt about it, because that would also include wins at Missouri,
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I look down the schedule. I think there's a road win in there. I think Alabama's off.
Yeah,
maybe almost as bad as Auburn.
That's bad.
I think Barbie would have been fired at Auburn last year if they didn't have the Chizik deal.
Speaking of. The Auburn-Alabama battle.